What roles did plants play in America's nation building? As part of WHYY's celebration of the 250th anniversary of the United States, Peter Crimmins reports on two Philadelphia museums' quest to unravel the botanical roots of America.
When Thomas Jefferson arrived in Philadelphia to draft the Declaration of Independence, he was not impressed by the city. The gentleman farmer from Virginia saw America as an agrarian nation, so when he became president in 1801, he sent Meriwether Lewis and William Clark into the interior of the continent to discover the secrets of the nation's roots and plants.
Many Americans look to the Lewis and Clark Corps of Discovery as a way to think about national identity. But it was much more complex than the story of these two heroic figures.
Marina McDougall is the curator of Botany of Nations at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University.
The object of the Corps of Discovery, the aims of it, were complicated. He actually asked Lewis and Clark in meeting with Native Americans to explore trade. So there was diplomatic interest, and the Native Nations came to it with their complex trade histories.
Botany of Nations is designed to correct the narrative of Lewis and Clark discovering the wilderness of the New World. In reality, that historic expedition encountered over 50 distinctive Native nations with hundreds, even thousands of years of botanical knowledge and trading partnerships. Lewis and Clark attempted to identify the American continent through a European scientific method, naming and categorizing plant species. Before their expedition, they were trained in botany by Philadelphia's Dr. Benjamin Barton, who advocated for the creation of an encyclopedia of medicinal plants that were unique to the New World, an American pharmacopoeia.
So this is a real resource for a community. This is like WebMD, right, in your colonial era.
Meredith Sellers is the curator of revolutionary botany at the Mutter Museum. She says American physicians wanted to develop their own medicinal resources distinct from those of Europe.
That's really what the American pharmacopoeia reflects. It's a compendium of European known curatives, and then they're adding to it new American plants.
But the urgency to discover American plants came with fundamental flaws. Nakia Williamson Cloud, a member of the Nez Perce people, is one of several indigenous ethnobotanists who consulted on the Academy show. He says Lewis and Clark's effort to name and categorize species ran counter to indigenous practices.
We don't go discover a place. We go to a place and we seek connection with it. That's what gives us identity. We don't give it identity. So it's a whole different way of seeing yourself in relationship to land and resources.
Lewis and Clark sent 220 plant samples back to Philadelphia with descriptions, but the pair did not take notes on their cultural or spiritual uses, believing those would not be useful. Those samples are still in the Academy of Natural Sciences Archive. Director of Development Caitlin O'Brien says the exhibit includes indigenous perspectives, which will now go into the permanent archived herbarium.
The Academy's been around for 200 plus years. What are researchers going to want in 50, 100, 200 years beyond that? They're going to want the full view of what a plant can tell us.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.